1946 is the first time in any language, in any translation, the word homosexual ends up in the Bible.
The movie, 1946, the mistranslation that shifted culture, is a feature documentary that tells how the word homosexual was added to the Bible for the first time in 1946. 19 centuries after Paul wrote his letter to the church in Corinth, a group of American translators decided that the word homosexual should be used for the first time anywhere in the Bible. The rest of the world soon followed. While Bible translators have known of this sleight of hand for decades, it is rarely discussed in churches or Bible studies. We owe a tremendous debt of gratitude to these filmmakers for uncovering many new details behind this pernicious change and then documenting them in such a brilliant manner. Steve Copeland of Unseen Films says,
"Possibly the most important film of the decade."
Possibly the most important film of the decade. And BuzzFeed's Matthew Huff says,
"One of the most engaging and informative documentaries I've ever seen. It has the potential to be one of the most influential films of the century."
Wow. It has the potential to be one of the most influential films of the century. Here are some snippets from the trailers on the film's website.
1946 is the first time in any language, in any translation, the word homosexual ends up in the Bible.
I found that incredibly hard to believe.
Who made this decision? Why did they make this decision? How did they make this decision?
Hi, I'm Mary Lambert. I'm part of the LGBTQ community, and I'm also part of the Christian community. We made so much progress in this country, but we're still fighting for love, inclusion, and equality in our homes and our churches. In many Christian churches, we're still being told that being gay is a sin and that we're unworthy of God's love. So I couldn't be more passionate about this life-changing project that's seeking to set the record straight. The first time that the word homosexual entered the Bible was 1946, when the RSV translation team erroneously combined two independent words. And it resulted in a historical and current condemnation of a group of people. Two consenting adults that love each other is not a sin, but many Christians still believe that.
I went into this research wanting the answer, no matter what it revealed. If God said, "You are such a horrible abomination that I needed to rid this planet of myself," I was willing to do that. But when I dug in, that's not what I found.
We didn't know what we were going to find when we dug into the RSV notes.
Why did they put the word homosexual into the Bible?
A 21-year-old seminary student wrote a prophetic letter to the translation team.
He says, "I write this after many months of serious thought and hard work to point out that which to me is a serious weakness in translation. Misinformed and misguided people may use the RSV translation of 1 Corinthians 6:9 and 10 as a sacred weapon." He wrote the letter as David S.
He is still alive and went on the record for the movie.
Please help us finish this movie so we can spread the truth and create this powerful tool for love and justice. It will save lives.
I also believe, like Mary Lambert, that this movie will save lives. Matthew Huff of BuzzFeed, who I quoted earlier as saying,
"It has the potential to be one of the most influential films of the century,"
also called the movie
a national treasure-esque historical mystery and a horrifying political thriller.
a national treasure-esque historical mystery and a horrifying political thriller, which really makes me want to see the movie. Unfortunately, at this time, 1946 is not available for viewing outside of the film festival circuit. But there are a lot of film festivals in the U.S. and abroad. You can check their website, which is 1946themovie.com. No spaces between the words. 1946themovie.com. How do you find out when the movie will be more broadly available? Well, you can sign up for their newsletter on their website, which also says they are not a funded film. So each donation that you make through Women Make Movies, through their merchandise store, or through their GoFundMe campaign, adds money to their coffers to keep the work moving forward. I will put all these links to get on their newsletter, the GoFundMe campaign, and so forth in the podcast notes. And their social media handle is at 1946 The Movie. You can find them on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. I'm not naive enough to think that this will cause conservative churches and Bible studies to change their teaching. They will probably just double down on the Levitical clobber verses. So arm yourself. Be prepared. You might want to listen or re-listen to Episode 4, Men Lying with Men, and Episode 5, What's with All the Rules in Leviticus? I predict these verses will continue to be used incorrectly to condemn the queer community. You should know the truth, the hypocrisy surrounding these verses as well.
Please help us finish this movie so we can spread the truth and create this powerful tool for love and justice. It will save lives.
Until next time, you stay safe. This is Elton Sherwin. In March of 2023, this review was posted on Apple Podcasts. Its title is, I Don't Know How to Say Thank You. I will have Speechalo read part of it.
I really don't know how to say this, but thank you. Your podcasts helped me stop my suicidal thoughts. You saved my life.
Wow. This review really touched me. Your podcasts helped me stop my suicidal thoughts. You saved my life. Thank you for sharing. If you know young LGBTQ Christians, particularly those who have grown up in non-affirming or conservative congregations, please share this podcast with them. And if you are taking a rainbow child to a non-affirming church, I urge you to find a Christian environment that celebrates them. And if you are somewhere in the rainbow, remember that God created you exactly as you are, queer for a reason, because God wanted someone with exactly your talents, with exactly your eyes, and exactly your sense of humor. Queerness is not an accident. It's not a mistake. It's not a sin. It is one of God's most amazing creations, and it should be celebrated. Remember, the Bible tells us that God knit you together in your mother's womb exactly as you are.